Well, good afternoon. It's good to be with you again. I always enjoy being with you. I'm sorry Pastor Evan's not here, but we pray for him.
非常的高兴能够再次来到这里。Pastor Evan不在这里, 但是我们, 祝福他, 在这里为他祷告。
I'm sorry, I've been a little late. We have a church earlier we went to, and we had a big Thanksgiving dinner. And we picked up 12 people for this dinner, and so we had to take them home. It took a long time. Okay, I have a question. Is it a good thing or a bad thing to give thanks?
我有一个问题, 感恩是一个好事呢, 还是一个坏事?
Good or bad? Good. Psalm 92, verse 1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High."
诗篇92:1, 称谢耶和华, 歌颂你至高者的名.
Giving thanks to God is a good thing.
称谢耶和华是一件好事.
But our society has gone crazy against God.
但是我们现在这个社会变得非常的疯狂, 不去称谢神, 反而有的时候会反对神。
Yeah, our society, they're upside down. Instead of thanking God, they're ignoring God.
没有去感谢神, 反而忽视了神。
Several years ago, in the United States, there was a fourth grader who was giving a report in his school about the pilgrims.
几年前在美国一个大四的学生，他写了一个关于这个美国第一批登陆的新移民的一个这样的一个报告。
This fourth grader, his teacher didn't like God and didn't like God to be mentioned.
这个学生的老师呢？
And so this student, he didn't want to offend his politically correct teacher. So this is how he gave his report. He says, "The pilgrims came from England seeking freedom of you know what."
他写道,早期的移民来到这里,寻找自由,你所知道的那种自由。
And when they landed, they gave thanks to you know who.
当他们登陆时,他们献上感恩,你应该知道是向哪一位献上感恩。
And because of them today, we can worship freely, well, you know where.
因为他们,我们今天能够每个主日自由地来崇拜,你知道在哪?
The Apostle Paul prophesied that one of the signs of the end times, the latter days, would be unthankfulness.
圣徒保罗曾经预言,末世的一个预兆就是不感恩。
That our world is going to become more and more unthankful.
世界将变得越来越不感恩。
2 Timothy chapter 3, this is what Paul said. Actually, I'll let you read it first and I'll read it in English.
Okay. 提摩太后书3:1-5节,保罗在这段话当中是这样说的,你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。 因为那时人要专顾自己,贪爱钱财,自夸,狂傲,放肆,违背父母,忘恩负义, 心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
So Paul said, 1 Timothy, he says, know this, that in the last days perilous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such people turn away. Paul warns us that as the world gets closer to the end of days, people, our society, has become more unthankful, unholy.
保罗警告我们，这个世界越来越，当世界越来越接近末日的时候，人变得越来越不感恩。
Several years ago, there was a famous British poet named Rudyard Kipling.
几年前有一个非常著名的英国诗人，他的名字叫纳迪亚德·凯普。
And Rudyard Kipling was famous even before he died.
他非常的著名，在他死之前就已经非常著名了。
And he made a lot of money writing his poems.
他从写诗挣了很多很多的钱。
So one day, a newspaper reporter came to him and he said, Mr. Kipling, I read that somebody calculated that the amount of money you make from your poems is $100 a word.
那么有一天，一个报社的记者就走向凯普林先生说，他说我读到了，有人算计算了你作品所赚的钱，平均每个字超过了$100。
So Mr. Kipling said, "Wow, I was not aware of that."
凯普林先生却说，真的是那样吗？我怎么不知道呢？
So with a smirk, the reporter, he said, he reached in his pocket and pulled out $100 bill. I don't have $100 bill. And he said, Mr. Kipling, I'll give you this $100 bill if you can give me one of those $100 words.
所以那个记者得意的一笑，从他的口袋里掏出了一张$100的钞票，对凯普林先生说，如果你能给我一个价值$100的字，我就把这张$100给你。
So Mr. Kipling, he kind of thought for a moment and took it, looked at it, put it in his pocket, and he said, here's your word, thanks.
那么凯普林先生看了一会儿那张钞票，然后拿过来叠好放进口袋，然后说，听着，这就是给你的$100的字，谢谢你。
You know, thanks really is $100 word.
是的，谢谢真的值$100。
An ungrateful heart cannot comprehend grace.
一颗不知感恩的心是不能理解恩典的。
I'm going to say it again. An ungrateful heart cannot comprehend grace.
向大家再说一遍，一颗不知感恩的心不 能理解恩典。
A truly grateful person will be happy with those things they already have.
一个真正感恩的人总是愿意为他所拥有的而感到幸福。
But a ungrateful person is never happy or satisfied with what they have, and they're always complaining about what they don't have.
而一个不知感恩的人，他们从来不为他们所拥有的感到满意，却不停地抱怨他们所没有的。
See, gratefulness is really a matter of perspective.
事实上，感恩是一种观念。
It's really how you see it that makes you grateful.
这个是非常在于你是怎么样来看待感恩。
Several years ago, there was a story of a family who lost their son overseas in the war.
几年前有一个故事，是关于一个在海外战场上失去了儿子的一个家庭的故事。
And so, as part of their grieving process, they wanted to give thanks to God for the few years that they had with their son.And so, when they came to church, they gave a memorial gift to the church in gratitude for their son who was killed.
在他们悼念他们的儿子的过程当中，他们想对神献上感谢，因为神让他们和儿子曾经有几年相处的时间，所以当他们去教会的时候，他们给教会送了一个礼物。来纪念儿子的这一生。
So there was another family sitting in the church, and a lady was moved by this gesture of gratefulness.
那么在教堂里呢，有另外一个家庭，这个家庭的太太被这个他们的这个举动深深的感动了。
And so she nudged her husband, and she said.Honey, we need to give a gift to God, thanking Him for our son.
她就同意同她的老公说，亲爱的，我们也应该给教会一个礼物，来感谢我为我们的儿子献上感谢。
And the husband said, "Why? Our son wasn't killed."
她的丈夫就说，为什么呢？我们的儿子又没有死。
And she said, "Exactly."
这位女士说，就是因为这样。
We should be thankful. Yeah. It's perspective. Gratefulness is a matter of perspective.
感恩是一种观念。
There's another story about an elderly Christian woman, widow, who, while one day she was at church, a teenager.Broke into her house, stole her stuff, and burned her house down.
这里有另外一个故事，一个基督徒寡妇，当她在教会时，一个年轻人闯到他们家，偷走了她所有的钱，然后烧毁了她的屋子。
So the next day, the members of the church went to this widow.And to console her in her grief. And the widow said, I have so much to be thankful to God for.
第二天，教会的朋友都来安慰她，而这个寡妇却说，我有很多需要感谢神的。
And the people said, thankful to God. This...person stole your stuff and burned down your house. What is there to be thankful to God for?
那么教会的朋友都非常吃惊，你还要感谢神？你的东西被偷了，房子被烧了，你为什么还要感谢呢？
And the little old widow lady, she said, oh, many things. She said, number one, I'm thankful that nobody was hurt.
这位寡妇说，我有很多要感谢的。首先，我要感谢在这场事故当中没有一个人受伤。
Secondly, I'm thankful that while I lost everything I owned, it really wasn't very much.
第二，我要感谢的是，我虽然失去了一切，但那一切并不是很多。
And she said, thirdly, I'm thankful to God that it wasn't my son who did this to somebody else.
第三，我要感谢神，因为这不是我的儿子对别人做的事情。
You see, gratefulness is a matter of perspective.
所以感恩是一种观念。
To see it with the eyes of God.
那么看待问题，从神的眼光来看待问题。
So, here's an example of a person that is ungrateful.
那么不感恩的人的情况是怎么样呢？
An ungrateful person would say something like this.I liked my car until I saw my neighbor get a new car.
不感恩的人往往会这样说，我看到了邻居的新车以后就不喜欢自己的车了。
An ungrateful person would say something like this. I liked my clothes until I went to the mall and saw what was there.
他们还会这样说，我走进墨以后，我走进商场以后，就对自己的衣服不满意起来。
Or an ungrateful person, he might say, I used to like my job until I learned other people got paid more than me.
不感恩的人还会这样说，我知道别人挣得比我多以后，我就不喜欢自己的工作了。
Or even this, an ungrateful person would say, I love my spouse until I saw somebody more beautiful.
甚至不感恩的人还会这样说，我看到更美的人以后，看到更吸引人的人以后，就对自己的配偶不喜欢了。
But here is what a grateful person does.There's an example of a person who's grateful.
那么下面呢是感恩的人的情况，感恩的人的例子。
A grateful person says, I used to be sad because my shoes were so old until I saw a man who had no feet.
感恩的人可能会这样说，我不再为我的旧鞋子而难过，因为有人还没有讲。
Or a grateful person would say, I am happy with the little that I have because I remember when I didn't have anything.
一个感恩的人可能还会这样说，我为了自己不多的东西感到幸福，因为我记得我曾经什么都没有。
Did you know that's what Jesus said?
你知道神是怎么说的吗？
The scripture says, He that is not thankful in little will also not be thankful with much.
圣经上说，一个人不为拥有的少而感恩，也不为拥有的多而感恩。
If you're not thankful or gratefulfor what you have now, you will never be thankful or grateful, no matter what God gives you.
你如果不为你现在所拥有的感恩感谢，那么以后不管你拥有多少，你都不会感恩。
Because God made us human, flesh and blood, physical creatures, We tend to dwell on the physical things of life.
因为我们是人，是有肉体的生物，所以我们总是倾向于迷恋生活中物质上的东西。
Food, clothes,
衣物
houses,
房
cars,
车
money,
金钱
material possessions,
物质财富
family, relationships,
家庭和亲人。
But don't you know that God also made us spiritual?
但是请不要忘记，作为基督徒，我们也应该是有灵性的人。
We are spiritual beings.
我们应该是有灵性的人。
And Scripture teaches us that the physical is temporary.And will pass away. But the spiritual things are eternal and will endure through eternity.
圣经教导我们，肉体是暂时的，终将过去，而属灵的是永久的，并将永远存在。
So instead of us focusing on the temporary,Rather, we should be focusing on the eternal.
我们不应该注意在暂时的事物上，而应该注意在长远的事物上。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
哥林多后书四章十八节，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
He said in another place in 1 John chapter 2, he says, For all.That is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of my Father will abide forever.
那么在另外一处，约翰一书二章十六到十七节当中，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，是永远长存。
You know, for many of us.Sometimes it takes a tragedy before we can become grateful for the things that we already have.
对于许多人来说，他们可能需要经历了灾难之后，才能为他们已经拥有的东西而感恩。
Some of our greatest praises to God come.Our times of turmoil.
我们对神的最大的赞美，往往发生在经历了许多次的磨难之后。
You know, we take our eyesight for granted until we go blind.
我们往往是珍惜这个光明，直到我们如果盲了之后，我们才知道，能够看见是多么的重要，是多么的宝贵。
We take our ability to walk and do things until we're crippled.
那么我们会珍惜我们活动的能力，当我们跛了的时候，瘸了的时候。
We take our spouse, or wife, or husband, our children for granted until they're suddenly killed.
我们会珍惜我们的亲人，当我们失去他们的时候。
And often it's these tragedies that remind us how we should have been grateful.
往往是灾难在提醒我们，我们应该感恩。
A lot of stories, I mean, the hymns, songs in that we sing in the Christian church, a lot of songs are written following a tragedy, like a storm or a surgery or some sorrow.
那么很多的在我们的基督教会里唱的那些圣歌都是关于这样的情况，就是在暴风雨之后或者在外科手术之后，在没有预料到的灾祸或悲伤之后，我们会感到感恩。
So some of the famous hymns that we sing are like It Is Well.
比如说有些非常著名的圣诞诗歌，我心里得安宁。
Remember, his children were killed in a shipwreck.
这个歌里面写到他的孩子在海难当中死掉了。
Other songs are like God leads us along.
另外一首歌叫做神。
Amazing grace.
还有就是奇异恩典。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的信实广大。
Standing on the promises.
坚立在应许上。
Rock of ages.
万古磐石。
These are all songs written following a tragedy.
这些都是一些圣诞诗歌在发生了这个灾难悲剧之后而写的。
It is usually only after going through the toughest of times that we become most thankful. It is at those times when we see God replace our sackcloth of mourning and sorrow and instead gives us a garment of praise and thanksgiving.
我们常常恰恰是在经历了最艰难的时期之后才变得懂得感恩，正是在那些时候我们才看到神将我们哀痛的麻衣换成了赞美和感恩的华服。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
马太福音五章四节说到，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Again, he said in Luke 20, chapter 6, Blessed are you that hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you will laugh.
路加福音六章二十一节，你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
It is out of these sorrows that we are instead given joy from God.
是通过这个悲伤，我们才能够感受到来自神的喜乐。
Psalm 30, verse 11. You, O Lord, have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with praise and gladness.
诗篇三十章十一节，你已将我的哀哭变为跳舞，将我的麻衣脱去，为我披上喜乐。
Again, in Isaiah chapter 61, he says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why? That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
以赛亚书六十一章三节，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘；喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之礼，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
You see, when we go through trouble and trials, But we go through with gratitude and thankfulness. God is glorified.
我们可以看到，当你经历试验、经历灾难的时候，你如果能够得到来自于神的喜乐，神就能够被荣耀。
The Apostle Peter, he said it this way, the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 1, he said, wherein you greatly rejoice, now though for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through many temptations and trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul.
彼得一书六一章六到七节和九节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵，并且得到你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
There was a famous historian named H.W. Westmeyer, and he pointed out that the first Europeans that came to North America, the first year, they had to build 7 times more graves than houses. 7 times more graves than houses. And yet, they still set aside a day to give thanks to God.
有一位历史学家叫做 H.W. Westmeyer， 他曾经指出，第一批到达美洲大陆的欧洲人，他们修建的坟墓是房屋的7倍。然而，尽管如此，他们仍然设立一天来向神献上感恩。
It is in those times when the hour is the darkest and the times are the toughest that when we thank God, He gets glorified.
在我们经历艰难困苦的时候，我们如果能够感恩，神就能够得到荣耀。
There's another true story about a priest named Martin Rinkert.
这里有另外一个真实的故事，是关于一个叫做马丁·林卡尔特的故事的故事。
He was a Lutheran pastor, and he lived in Eilenburg, Germany, during one of the worst eras in European history.
他是德国艾伦伯格一家悉尼会教会的牧师，当时正是欧洲历史上最黑暗的时期之一。
During the years from 1618 to 1648, Germany was plunged into a religious war that devastated the population. Famine and disease were rampant across the land.
从1618年到1648年，德国卷入了一场宗教战争。这场战争导致整个国家人口急剧减少，饥荒和疾病在全德国肆虐蔓延。
In just 1 year alone, 1637, Pastor Rinkert buried 4,480 people who died in an epidemic that year.
仅仅在1637年，林卡特牧师就埋葬了4480人， 它能够给一种很小的某个城市的传染病。
At its peak of this epidemic, he was conducting 40 to 50 funerals a day.
在这场瘟疫的高峰时期，他一天要主持40到50个葬礼。
And did you know one of those funerals that he conducted was for his own wife?
你知道吗？其中一个葬礼是他的妻子。
The population of Germany went from 16 million down to 6 million.
在那段时间，德国人口从1600万减少到600万。
And yet, Pastor Rinkart remained faithful and a caring pastor, tending to the sick and the hungry through the grief and bloodshed. He looked to the Savior, and he was able to thank God for the many blessings that he still had.
然而，林卡特牧师仍然是一个忠心的仁爱的牧师，一直照顾生病和饥饿的人。在悲伤和流血中，他仰望他的救主，并且仍然能够为他所拥有的而感谢神。
During the end of the war that was in Eilenburg, during the end of the war, his city Eilenburg was overrun by invading army on 3 different occasions, and once by the Australian army, and twice by the Swedish army.
你要知道，在战争接近尾声时，艾利伯格这个城市被入侵的军队三次占领，一次是被奥地利的军队，两次是被瑞典的军队所占领。
It was during one of those occupations by the Swedish army that there came a demand that a large tribute payment to be made by these poor city folk, impoverished people, to the army.
在其中一次被瑞典军队占领时，瑞典人要求这些已经穷困潦倒的市民缴纳高昂的贡物给他们的军队。
So Pastor Rinkart pleaded with the army, and he said,for them to reduce the amount because they could not afford it.
林卡特牧师就恳求瑞典的军事长官减少贡物，因为市民们是完全承担不起的。
So it was recorded that the Swedish commander would not listen to Pastor Rinkart's request for lowering the tribute amount. So,Pastor Rinkart turned to his parishioners and he said, "Come, children, we can find no mercy with this man. Let us take refuge with God."
据说那位瑞典的军事长官一开始拒绝了林卡特牧师的请求，然后那位牧师就对他可怜的会众们说，来吧，孩子们，在人这里我们找不到怜悯，让我们到神那里去找庇护吧。
So while he was on his knees, Pastor Rinkart led his congregation in prayer and then singing of a hymn.
林卡特牧师就带领了他和会众跪下祷告，并且唱圣歌。
Well, this demonstration of spiritual fervency.Moved the Swedish commander so much that he reconsidered and he lowered the demand for the tribute payment.
他们所展现出来的这种属灵的热情，深深地打动了那位瑞典长官，以致他开始重新考虑这件事，最终减少了这个对贡物的要求。
And it was through this era that Pastor Rinkart wrote the second most famous hymn in Germany.
正是经过了这场苦难和死亡的阴霾，林卡尔特牧师写出了后来成为德国第二广为流传的圣歌。
That hymn is called "Now Thank We All Our God."
他写的这首圣歌叫做《齐来谢主》。
And I'd like to just read to you the lyrics of the word of the song.
那我们来一起读一下歌的歌词。
Won't you read it first, and
okay,
and then I'll read it in English.
好，那我现在念汉语歌词。
Yeah.
今当齐来谢主，以心以手以声音，主既完成其事。世人欢送主圣灵，我从出生时起蒙主福佑到今，昔受无穷之爱，今犹未及温存。哦，但愿恩慈之主时常伴我到终身，常将快乐平安鼓励安慰我心，导我脱离疑惑，整我避免忧惊，无论今生来世，使我蒙主鸿恩，我将感谢颂扬，敬献父子与圣灵，三位本同一体，在天执掌大权能，独一永生上主，千人叩拜同心，昔在今在永生，千秋万古永恒。
So this is the lyrics in English. Now thank we all our God, with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has he led us on our way, with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. O may this bounteous God, though all our life be nearest, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us still in grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father thou be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom heaven and earth adore, for He's the God that was and is and shall be forevermore. The psalmist said this in Psalm 104, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name."
诗篇一百章四节，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
So he says, enter the presence of God.Giving thanks, not complaining.
那么这个说到，当你来到神的面前，应该给予感谢，而不是抱怨。
In Psalm 105, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people."Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, and talk you all of His wondrous works.
诗篇一百零五章一到二节，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌，唱诗歌颂，谈论他一切奇妙的作为。
So not only are we to thank God directly, but we're also supposed to tell each other about what God has done.
所以说，我们不仅应该感谢神，我们还要告诉别人神的作为。
And the last scripture, Psalm 107. This verse is repeated many times in scripture. This is what it says. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing.
诗篇107:21-22，这两个经文在圣经当中被反复的重复。他是这样说的：但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所行的奇事都称赞他，愿他们以感谢为祭献给他，欢呼诉说他的作为。
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, and that men would declare the wonderful works of God to other people. That's what God wants for us. He wants you to tell others what a great God we serve.
神要我们告诉别人他是有怎样的神，多么伟大的神。
And I come back to where we began.
那我们再回到我们的开始。
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High.
那么感谢神是好事情，并且永远应该永远称赞神、赞美神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful to you for what you have done.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你所做的一切。
You sent your only Son on earth to live and die and pay the penalty for our sins.
你派遣你的儿子生活在我们中间，为我们死，为我们付出十字架。
That through His death and suffering and burial, that He purchased our forgiveness and salvation.
通过他的死，通过他的流出来的血，洗去了我们的罪孽，使我们得到救赎。
And Lord, we also thank you that Christ rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. And that we too also have that eternal life within us. And Father, we are thankful for the Holy Spirit that you give us to dwell inside us and to make us your children. And Father, we're grateful for the Word of God that we have to read and study and to know your ways.
天父，我们要感谢你，赐下你的话语，让我们知道你的真道。
And Father, we're grateful for this church, family of other Christians, that we can live and encourage one another as we walk through this life.
天父，我们还求你赐保守这间教会，保守这里的所有的基督徒，让他们在一起能够过好他们的余生。
Father, thank you for the sun and the rain, for food and houses and clothes.
感谢你赐给我们阳光，赐给我们雨露，赐给我们食物。
Thank you for the freedom we have to gather and to worship and to sing praises unto you.
感谢你赐给我们自由，使我们能够来到这里，一起来敬拜你。
Lord, forgive us when we complain and murmur, but may we always be grateful and thankful for what you have given to us.
神啊，求你饶恕我们。我们人有时仍然是抱怨的，但我们知道我们应该感谢。
Father, I ask your blessing upon this church, Life Renewal Baptist Church, that they will be known in this community as a thankful and grateful church.
天父啊，我们还要求你保守这些教会，使它能够长存下去。
Use this church to glorify your name.
使用这些教会来荣耀你的名。
And to bring people to Christ.
使用这些教会把人带到神你的面前。
We ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。